Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
When she makes her entrance to this opulent score by Puccini, she's the smallest and the cutest person on stage at McCall Hall.
I'm 6 years old. And my name is Gabriella, and my last name's Mercado.
Meet Gabriella, also known as Gabby. She's from Linwood. She's in kindergarten.
I like to paint and draw.
Gabby's role is non-speaking. She's what's known in the opera world as a supernumerary, an extra. These extras help make the opera even more of a theatrical spectacle. In Seattle Opera's current production of Madama Butterfly, Gabby plays a boy named Trouble. She's the child of Chocho-san, a Japanese geisha, and Pinkerton, her American lieutenant husband. But the child's existence isn't known to the father, who deserted his wife shortly after marrying her. 3 years pass when he finally returns to Nagasaki with his new American wife. And in the final scene, with the child on stage but off to one side, Chocho-san takes a knife and kills herself.
The hardest part about the end is not looking back.
They told you, don't look back.
Don't look back.
Gabby's on stage for about 20 minutes, which is more stage time than some of the adults in the production. One guy, the registrar, sings a total of 4 notes. The opera made a point of showing Gabby how the knife is a fake and everything here is pretend. I tell director Peter Cazares that Gabby's role requires a lot of responsibility.
There's tons of pressure. The kid has to do a lot of stuff in this.
Not to mention do a lot of stuff in a really weird environment.
First of all, there's this woman who is not your mother, holding you very tight and screaming at you.
And your stage mother's been performing for an hour and a half.
Under hot lights with makeup melting off their face and sweat pouring down. It ain't pretty.
That's soprano Patricia Rossette you're hearing. She plays Chocho-san, or Butterfly, a role she is world famous for. She's sung the role more than 100 times, including at the Met in New York.
Could you do the opera without, alluding to the kid without having the kid?
Funny you should ask. I don't know if you've seen the Minghella production at the Met. It's a puppet. It's not a live little child. The puppet, people walk out of the audience completely heartbroken and loving that idea and that use, or it bothers them.
Rossette loved that production. But more often than not, she's not singing to a puppet. She's working with a real child, and the experience has both its charms and quirks.
You get some nose picking sometimes. It's always tricky when you have the child and they're playing with a little flap on their shoe while you're singing some really intense stuff to them. It's a very active role to sing Butterfly, so you get sweaty. And I remember going up to the child and giving him a big hug at the most crucial, dramatic, emotional moment towards the end. And this child was not happy at all that I had placed sweat upon her face. So she, made this face and just wiped it off.
To help minimize any snafus, Gabby Mercado, who tells me she likes working with grown-ups, is trying to act like a pro.
When you're professional, you're not horse-playing or fooling around.
She auditioned for the role after a scout for the opera saw her in a community production of The King and I in Edmonds. The director wanted someone Asian. Gabby's parents are from the Philippines. The production is the first live opera experience for the entire Mercado family.
I'm not necessarily an opera person because the only time I've seen opera is probably on PBS.
And Gabby's father, Jaime Mercado, confesses he thought opera was boring.
I grew up in pop music, Michael Jackson, Phil Collins, Chicago.
But things change when you have a personal stake in something and you watch all of the work that's involved. Jaime Mercado has dreams his daughter will grow up to play tennis. But this week, he's happy to see her on stage, in an opera, playing a boy.
Do you think you're going to get a lot of applause?
Yes, because it's a huge audience.
Florangela Davila, KPLU News.